From Tourist to Pilgrim, the podcast on the Papal Basilicas made with Vatican News, Vatican Radio.
Sono Alessandro Vella, assistente del reparto di antichità cristiane.
I'm Alessandro Vella, assistant curator at the Vatican Museum's Department of Christian Antiquities. Today, we're inside the Lateran Baptistry, the splendid building donated by Constantine to the Roman Church immediately after the Edict of Milan in 313. Here, the Bishop of Rome would welcome the new faithful into the heart of the community, baptizing them on Easter night. The original building, in the shape of an octagon, underwent major renovations in the middle of the 5th century. Between the pontificates of Sixtus III and Hilarius, the atrium and some side chapels were added. Many precious architectural elements were then recovered from the monuments of Imperial Rome to embellish and make the building more grandiose. The magnificent inscription in verse that runs along the architrave above the baptistry also dates to this period. It was commissioned by Sixtus III, perhaps inspired by his archdeacon, the future Pope Leo the Great. It is particularly moving to find the concepts expressed in the inscription within Pope Leo's writings. According to his words, the Holy Spirit, who consented that the incarnate Word be conceived in Mary's womb, is the same one who, during the service, fills the baptismal font where the children of the Church are regenerated free from sin. Even the decision to baptize neophytes on Easter night had a specific meaning. Christ's death and resurrection, in fact, are the presupposition of humanity's redemption, for blood and water flowed from the side of the crucified one. This is the origin of the sacrament of baptism. Other important renovations were carried out in the baptistry in medieval and modern times, beginning with Pope John IV in the 7th century, with the chapel of San Venanzio, with its marvelous apsidal mosaics, followed by Anastasius IV and Urban VIII during the 17th century. Since the end of the 5th century, moreover, an interesting yet historically unfounded tradition spread that, nevertheless, was highly successful, even from the iconographic perspective. According to the legend, Pope Sylvester baptized Constantine in the Lateran Baptistry, prompting him to be cured of leprosy due to his conversion to Christianity. This episode is depicted, for example, in monumental proportions in the Vatican Palace, on one of the walls in the Hall of Constantine.
Presso una delle pareti della sala di Costantino.